somnolence, a heaviness in the air, a chill in the sunlight, an oppressive stillness in the atmosphere that hints of much but says nothing. The balanced rock and the pinnacles stand in petrified silence, waiting. The wildlife has withdrawn to the night. The flies and gnats have disappeared. A few birds sing, and the last of the flowers of summer, the globe mallow, have died. What is it that's haunting me? At times I hear voices up the road, familiar voices. I look, and no one is there.
Edward Abbey's writing and philosophy came together in 1968 with the publication of Desert Solitaire, a personal account of his two seasons as a ranger at Arches National Monument in southern Utah during the mid-50s.
Right about here was the official entrance station. I used to sit over here on a folding chair and answer questions in case a tourist showed up. Sometimes one did. I lived right over here in a little plywood house trailer. There were a few holes in the floor so the rats and snakes could get in and out. It's gone now. The government made this place the road maintenance supply depot, that gravel dump over there. When I die, if I live that long, I'd like to be buried under this pile of gravel here, if the Park Service would be so kind.
This small, unpretentious book launched Abbey's career as an essayist and defender of wilderness. And although he could never understand its popularity, the book propelled him to the forefront of the budding environmental movement and rescued him from literary obscurity.
Desert Solitaire was published in the winter of 68 on a dark night in the back street of Manhattan. But it got some good reviews and enough of an audience so that I've been able to make a living as a writer ever since, about 1970 or so.
I think he